Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you made that decision to hit that play button. This is Stephen J. Kosmina coming at you with another entry in my prosperity series. This is about prosperity. This is about dream building. This is about moving your hopes and dreams, your wishes, desires, and intentions into your field of experience, here and now. This is about living in that place somewhere over the rainbow, here and now. I was moved to this when I realized that I can have it all just by changing the way I think, changing my thoughts. I think years ago was a book by Norman Vincent Peale called The Power of Positive Thinking, and then I moved on to As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And it just really resonated with me because I've always been about the simple, the basic, the fundamental workings, the metaphysical, which is the underlying nature of things, that it doesn't always have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be a hard-to-understand mathematical formula or law in order for me to have what I want, in order for you to have what you want, in order for anyone to have what they want. If you look at the teachings of our master teacher and way shower, Jesus Christ, or any of the great spiritual teachers that have gone before us, they all tell us the same thing. To shed the outer world, to go within, to believe, to see, and then we'll receive it. This is about our joy being complete. This is about feeling good and satisfying that longing and discontent, perhaps, that we feel. You know, our potential really is infinite. I've talked about having that faith and believing in the unseen, knowing that there's so much more than what meets the physical senses of touch and taste, of sight, smell, and feeling, hearing. There's so much more, and our potential is infinite, and everything that we want already exists the moment we put out the intention, the moment we decree it. You know, decree is a formal order. We don't really hear that as much these days, but being well-read in Charles Fillmore's work, we hear that often, and I'll share a piece with that today. But just think about our potential for a moment. Let's just think about that. Because I think as we grow and we learn from those around us and from our peers and our parents and our families, and we move into this follow-the-herd mentality, we lose sight sometimes of what our potential really is. We lose sight of the magnitude of what we are actually capable of. So we let our dreams and our hopes and desires maybe drift to that place where we store them as a wish. Maybe it's possible for someone else, but not for us because we're not good enough. Which is also a decree. We're putting that order out there. We're making that affirmative statement, whether it's in a negative way, that, hey, we either don't deserve it, we can't do it, we can't attain it for whatever reason. So this is about changing our habits, changing our thinking, changing our thoughts, and saying, yes, I can do this thing. I can have it all. I can be, do, and have it all. Let's look at that potential. I want to turn to Pam Grout's book again, E Squared. Because this just jumped at me. Some of the little things that maybe don't jump out at a lot of people jump out at me. And she says early on, she turns our attention to language, for example. She says, within every newborn is the ability to pronounce every sound in every single language. The potential is there for the R rolling of the Spanish language. It's also there for the guttural German diphthongs. But very early on, our brains lay down neural pathways that mesh with the sounds we hear every day, eliminating other sounds from other languages. Wow. Think about that. Really, it's true. We come into this world as infants, as babies. We don't really know yet what's possible, but we have the potential to speak any language that's spoken anywhere on the face of this earth and anywhere beyond that, for that matter. Wow, that's incredible potential. And that's just in language. What about for what we want? What about what we want to experience? Those desires, those wishes, those dreams. Certainly, if anything came true for one person, it can also come true for us. So we're going to move now to that place from faith and from that believing. Not that we ever move from it, because we have to have that faith. We have to believe in the unseen, that we draw on this invisible realm, this realm of spiritual substance, the ethers, as Charles Fillmore calls it. Through our thoughts, we mold and shape this substance into what we want. We always hold on to that faith, but now we move into that imagination part. There's a quote by Richard Bach. He's the author of Illusions. He says, it takes zero faith. He says, it takes zero faith. What it takes is imagination. If it's clear in your thought, it is even this moment barreling down on you like a Mack truck. Wow, so we use our imagination to make absolutely clear what it is we want, what it is our intention, what is our desire, what does that dream look like? So I'm going to invite you to start thinking about your dream. What does it look like? What do you really want? What do you want to experience? Charles Fillmore says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. We are always decreeing, sometimes consciously, often unconsciously. And with every thought and word, we are increasing or diminishing the threefold activity of substance. The resulting manifestation conforms to our thought. As he thinketh within himself, so is he. Or she, to be politically correct. So it's our thoughts, and we create the world that we want to live in our imagination. And as soon as we paint that picture and put ourselves into that picture, it is done. There is no lag time, it is done. We decree the excuses. We give all kind of reasons every day while we don't possess what we want yet. And we'll talk about that further on down the road. But let's decide what we want, knowing that our potential is infinite. And we can be, do, and have anything that we want. I can't say it enough. I said it earlier on, but I can't say it enough that we don't have to know how. This is what I love about tapping into the unseen spiritual substance, the divine capacities that we all have, and the spiritual laws of success and prosperity. We don't have to know the how. We release it. We give it to God. We give it to the universe and say, we place our order. That's what decree means. Again, a formal order. We place our order, and it is done instantly. It is barreling towards us like a Mack truck. I love that quote. So what is it that you want? Start thinking about your dream. Start thinking about those feelings you may have of longing and discontent and what it would take to satisfy that longing and discontent. Because we're really going to go with feeling here. What would you like to feel? What would make you happy? What are you passionate about? So many people that I do dream building work with, that I do success coaching with, don't really know what they want. So many of us don't. We've conformed to the herd, conformed to society. Let all our dreams be tucked away as that wish, as I mentioned earlier. So with this work moving forward, with this new thought, this prosperity consciousness, this I can be, do, and have it all way of thinking, knowing that we don't have to know how, what is it that you want? Now, there's a lot of us that know exactly what we want. When we talk about prosperity, when I talk about prosperity, I talk about whole life prosperity. And whole life prosperity, I look at it as supporting the wheel or the circumference of a wheel. And we have spokes, visualize spokes in that wheel. Hold a picture in your mind's eye of a wheel. And there's different spokes that support the circumference of the wheel that connect it with the axle. And one spoke might be relationships. Another spoke might be time and money freedom. Another spoke will be health. Another spoke will be vocation, work. Another spoke might be hobbies, leisure time. When I talk about whole life prosperity, I'm talking about every spoke of that wheel that supports that circumference of our life, which is our joy and our happiness in that place where we feel good. If we don't take all these areas or all these spokes into consideration, well, there might be one part of our tire or our wheel that's flat, one part of our life that we're still feeling that longing and disconnect. Discontent. And in our humanness, we tend to drift on that part where we have that flatness rather than staying in appreciation for all the good parts in our lives. So we look at whole life prosperity as giving attention to all those different areas. So what does that look like? And I invite you to spend some time as you're going through this message with me, these lessons, this podcast, MP3, whatever you want to call it, to don't just listen and set it aside and wait for the next one to come out. Take some time to get yourself a notebook to sit down and really decide what you want. What do you want to experience? And start to write it out in all those different areas. Sounds like I need to come out with a workbook here pretty soon. I think I'll do that. But consider all those different areas of your lives. Of your life. And what do you want it to look like? Start writing that down. And write it down in the affirmative present tense. Because remember, when we place that order, when we decree it with that passion, and when we put it out there, it is already done and moving toward us. So let's get crystal clear on what that is. We'll talk more about the law of specificity and being specific later in another entry. But right now, let's think about what we want, because if you don't know what you want, like so many other people, well, we're going to do some exercises to find out what that is, and it can usually be found in what you're passionate about, what gets your juices flowing, what makes you feel vibrantly alive. There's things that you can look for on the internet. I've been introduced recently to one work called the Passion Test. You can just Google the Passion Test and see what comes up for you with that. Another book that I went through in ministerial school is called Soul Mapping. That's another book. And it's examining the things that come up over and over and over again in our lives. Some things that we just have to have. Bunch of things came up for me when I went through that. You know, we have to have the water in my life, big water. I have to have to be expressive and use my creativity and imagination. And other things came up, like music. So if you're not really sure what you want, do that work first. But begin, always begin with some quiet time, with some prayer, with some meditation. Going within. Seeking, asking, knocking. Going to that secret place of the Most High. And sitting in that space with the Divine Counselor and communion with Spirit. At the doorway of your imagination. And as you enter that room, where you can be, do, and have anything that you want through the power of your imagination. Seek, align your will with the will of the divine. They're usually one and the same because, after all, we are expressions of the divine here and now, living in this eternal moment of now, to experience what the divine wants to experience through us and the manifestation that we are. Sometimes when we feel misaligned, it's because the path we're going down maybe is still wanting the will of the divine, but we're going through contrast to get to that ultimate place that we want to feel and experience the joy of living full on from our dream. So it's all good, but spend time in prayer and meditation. Seek, ask, knock. Align with that will. Align with God. Align your heart and mind, letting the sense consciousness just fade away for a while. What is that dream? You can have it all. Let's move gently into that place right now as we begin to wrap up this session. If you're in a place not driving or operating heavy machinery, I don't know if there's anybody that listens to my stuff that's operating heavy machinery, perhaps. But if you're in a quiet place, just close your eyes. Let your attention move to your breathing. Get into that rhythm of breathing again. That rhythm of inhaling joy and love and peace and abundance, and exhaling, letting go and releasing the old thoughts, the old patterns, anything that doesn't serve you. And move your attention to your breath. Inhaling thanksgiving. Inhaling appreciation. Breathe in and breathe out. Relax. Focus on your breath. Just allow your thoughts to come and go. We don't try to stop our thoughts in this moment. They simply are. We think, so we have thoughts, and lots of them. But in this quiet time, we just see them going in one door and coming in one door and quickly leaving through another door. Because here there is only room for the power and presence and light of Spirit, of the divine. This is our secret place of the Most High. This is the doorway within ourselves of everything that we want to be, do, and have. You see, all our answers are here in the silence, in this secret place. Here is where we will go to place our order, to decree that thing, to make the necessary adjustments and choices and decisions in our lives. That will make all our dreams come true. Here we surrender the old ways, the old thoughts, the old patterns, and release them and let them go. It's exciting to know that we don't have to know how. We give it up right here. God is our how. And we rest in thanksgiving. And we rest in appreciation for what we have now. And in the silence, we find the answers. They're all within us. We find the answers to what it is that we want to experience. When we allow that dream to start taking shape and form on the palette that we hold in our mind. We don't force, we don't struggle, we just allow. We allow the picture to take form and shape. And we breathe in and we breathe out. We feel good and we feel joy. We feel happiness, gladness, our spirit rising. And through the power of our imagination, we see our spirit expressing, and the one spirit pressing out into visibility through us. This day, this moment, we stand in reverential awe for all that we are as spirit expressing. And it is good. And it is life. And here, we see that our joy can be complete. Abundance is ours. Prosperity is ours. Our dreams are already ours as soon as we place our order. So here we simply rest in a place of thanksgiving and appreciation for all that is. This newfound excitement that is rising within us, that is whispering louder and louder, yes, 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 you can have it all. You can have it all. You can be, do, and have it all. Just decide what it is you want paint the picture. Breathe in and breathe out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina.